I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking and walking, walking, though it seems so far.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is good because God is what he's good all the time. So we just say good morning, whatever good it is. And we thank you once again for joining our executive meeting. We thank you, Kenya. We thank you, Nigeria. We thank you, United Kingdom. We thank you, Fiji. We thank you, every person. It's so many that I cannot name. And please don't think that we don't know who you are. It's just so many. It's nothing personal. We're just so grateful and thankful that you continue to meet God and be in the presence of the Lord with us. We thank you. We thank God for continuously granting us this opportunity to be on this platform. And we're just so grateful that you and I are on one accord in the presence of the Lord with a new day, a new beginning to do what you did not do yesterday. You have an opportunity to do today. Remember, yesterday is gone. Today is today. Whatever those new mercies are, you use them today. Don't worry about yesterday. Worry about today moving forward. What can you change today? What can you speak into the atmosphere? What can you call? What can you say that it already is? What are you proclaiming, decreeing, and declaring? What are you decreeing and declaring that is being established? That's what it's all about. So I just want to tell you, well, we are so grateful. We are grateful that God is moving. We're grateful that you continue to get on the train and ride and allow him to be your conductor. Understand me, he is the conductor, and you are just the rider. And while you are riding, you are seeing the scenery. You're being fed. You're giving the water. Just know that God is in the midst. When you feel like he's not there, just know he's there. Just know that he's there. Just continue to call on the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you, he will appear. I'm telling you, he will be there. Jesus is here to mend the broken heart. He's here to raise us up. He's here to heal us. He's here to deliver us. We must believe. We must believe in order to receive. So I'm just telling you, I'm just so thankful for another day. I'm thankful. When I wake up, I'm just so thankful. I have to get up. I have to shout. I have to move around. I got to just let God know. I'm thankful that you thought about me today. I'm thankful, Lord, that you started me on my way again today, Lord Jesus. I'm thankful. That's the best blessing that God has for me at this time, that I have another day, that I have breath. I got another day with him. Another day with him. And I pray that each and every person realize when we wake up in the morning, that's your blessing. When you wake up, don't take it for granted. Give God his praise. Thank him. Thank him because he is worthy to be praised. Good morning, Mother Jackson. Bring us on in prayer, please.
First of all, good morning to each and every one of you. Christ, he's the head of my life, and I give honor to Apostle Simpson and First Lady Lakeisha Simpson, and to each and every one of you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, it's truly a pleasure just to call on your name this morning. It's a pleasure, Lord, just to see another day that we've never seen before, God, to give us another opportunity, of opportunity, I say, to you, God. We thank you this morning, God. We ask that you create an effort in our guests, Lord, and renew the right spirit within us, God. I pray this morning, God, that you have it about it, God, that you keep the heart that we won't walk around with bitterness and hatred in our heart, God. Let us love like you love, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come and ask that, God. Thank you this morning, God. Let us continue to praise you and to magnify your name, God, and to lift you up because you're worthy, God. You have been so good to us. I love you. I love you. We can't even talk to stuff. I love you. Take that. Oh, God, I pray, God, when we look back, hallelujah, just a little bit, And see how, well, see how you have brothers, God. See how you have carried us, and all the more cousins of folks. Have kept us, God. Kept our minds, God, and our eyes, and all kinds of emotions in our bodies, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you this morning, God. We want to magnify your name, God. We want to lift you up, God, because you're so loving and kind, God. I lift every person that we are shooting in this morning, God. I pray, God, let your perfect will be done in their lives, God. Because you know what's best for them, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. But I pray this morning, God, that they realize that you still live. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your blood. Hallelujah, this morning we thank you for the blood of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. We pray, God, that the blood, God, that covers our home, God. Let the blood cover our family, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. My soul says yes to you this morning. My soul jumps in happiness. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for Allah waking me up this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, in regards to things, hallelujah. But you still love me, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for that, Lord. I lift every minister up to you this morning, God, that you continue to strengthen him, God. Hallelujah. As they do your perfect will, God. As they do the will of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. I ask you, God, today, God. Yes, Lord. A new thing. Hallelujah. On the inside of us, God. Oh, God, everything is not like you, God. Oh, God, come then. The candle to burn it out. Hallelujah. God, with your human fire. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Let us walk like you. Say Jesus. Let us talk like you, God. Let us be real in the new. God disposed of, God. Get rid of it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We want to walk like you, God. We want to talk like you, Jesus. Hallelujah, this morning, God. Oh, God, how we thank you. Thank you for touching our bodies this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Continue to let us praise you, God. Don't let us be selfish, God. Oh, God, but let us have another motion in you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, this day, God. This day, God, let your perfect will be done in our life. These things I ask this morning. Hey, in the name of the Father and the Son and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray, huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
glory to
yes.
your name.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, let's just give God a praise right now wherever you're at. Just thank him. Take some time out for God sometimes just to thank him. Just give him his praise, you know, even though he knows who he is, but he still, he deserves the praise. He deserves our praise. I just have to throw that out there. He deserves our praise. Just understand that he deserves our praise. So we're just going to praise him this morning. Just give him a praise wherever right now in the name of Jesus. However you praise him. However, everybody got a different way of praising the Lord, but however you praise him, just know that he is worthy to be praised. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As we move on this morning, hallelujah, as we move on, glory to your name. Listen, the teachings have been just so powerful. I know that they move me. It's nothing better than hearing the truth. A lot of people don't like truth, but I'm the opposite. I like the truth. I always have liked it all my life, but everybody ain't told it all my life. I'm going to leave that right there. That's a whole other topic. But when you do come into a place where you're finding people that's going to do things that not be ashamed, they're going to allow their voice to be heard. And that's why I'm going this morning. I'm not going to be before you. I don't plan to be before you long, but it's something about when your voice, I want to talk about the voice this morning, when your voice or when you cry out to
when you're telling the truth, or you may be, your voice may be used because you're in a place of brokenness. Your voice may be used because you crying out to the Lord. Your voice may be used because you're coming into your own, and you're speaking in spirit and truth with no hesitations, without holding anything. But most of all, your voice is coming through because you realize that is something that God created you to use. And He gave us power. It's power in our voice. It's power in our cry. And that's what I want to talk about this morning, how yesterday we spoke on mercy in the morning, and Apostle broke it down so well. But this morning, I just want to add to that. And I just want to reference right quick. I'm going to go in one scripture. We never know what God is going to take you in. I'm going to paraphrase the scripture. But I want to talk about blind Bartimaeus this morning, the beggar. Blind Bartimaeus, because blind Bartimaeus, he had a voice. He had a voice, and he used that voice to cry out. But let me tell you also about blind Bartimaeus before I go too much into it. Blind Bartimaeus was in a place where he had gotten tired of being in the state that he was in. But see, he heard about Jesus. We do know that Jesus walked this earth. He walked this earth the 3 years that he was here. And as he was walking through the city where blind Bartimaeus was, blind Bartimaeus had the position. Understand what I'm saying. As Jesus was walking through, blind Bartimaeus had then positioned himself where he would not miss Jesus. See, a lot of us, Jesus walking through, but because of what we got going on, we don't recognize. But see, blind Bartimaeus had then put himself in a place when Jesus was walking through. He could see him. And blind Bartimaeus got to the place where he had no shame in his situation, where he was tired of being sick and tired. He was tired of being in a blind state. He was tired. And see, he might have been physically blind, but some of us are naturally blind because we don't see what God is trying to show us because we have too much pride. We have too much arrogance. And we're in a place of wanting to know everything. But see, blind Bartimaeus, in his natural state, he was physically blind. And so blind Bartimaeus cried out to the Lord. And the people around blind Bartimaeus was telling him to shut up, be quiet. Basically, I'm paraphrasing. Listen, this man got better things to do. You a blind beggar. You a beggar. See, they identified in the scripture who he was, making him feel like he was nothing. You a beggar, and he's not trying to hear you. So be quiet. Shut up. He don't want to hear you. But see, one thing about Bartimaeus, it didn't matter if he was a beggar. It didn't matter. All he knew was that Jesus was walking and he was near. So Bartimaeus got a little bit louder. Bartimaeus didn't care what the naysayers were saying. Bartimaeus didn't care that he was out giving a public cry. Bartimaeus used his voice to cry out to the Lord. And Jesus heard him. And what Jesus said, come to me. See, Bartimaeus had to come to Jesus. But what I loved about it was, it says that Bartimaeus took his coat off. See, it didn't matter. That coat might have been holding him down. Bartimaeus just wanted to get to a place where he can get to Jesus in a hurry. Because, see, he wanted to see what Jesus was going to do for him. See, it's something about when you cry out to the Lord because you realize that his presence, you are in his presence, and you put that mercy cry out to him, and he answers you. So when Bartimaeus had to throw off whatever was holding him down at that point in time, Bartimaeus wanted to go as light as possible. So when Bartimaeus got before Jesus, he asked him, what could he do? Bartimaeus received his sight that day. See, a lot of us, I'm telling you right now, we sit and we use our voice for the wrong reason. God gave us, when he created us to have a voice. but we like to use it. We like to use our words in the wrong way. And then not only that, when it comes to the voice, we allow people to silence because we worried about what they going to say or what they going to think. See, it didn't matter to Barnabas that everybody called him a beggar. That's probably what he did all his life because he was blind. Barnabas made a conscious decision when Jesus walked through my way because I didn't heard about what Jesus can do. I couldn't see what he can do, but I heard about what Jesus can do. So I've made a conscious decision that I'm going to position myself in a place where he can hear me. And if I think he can't hear me, I'm going to keep getting louder, and I'm going to get louder because I want to make sure that he hears my voice. I want to make sure that he hears my cry. See, like I said before, a lot of us don't like to be truthful and realize that we don't realize that we love being in the place that we are. Hey, we have an acceptance of where we are because we allow people to make us think that we're nobody, that we're nothing. But see, Jesus, it didn't matter to Jesus that Barnabas was a beggar, as they have identified Barnabas. I don't care if you a beggar. I don't care if you a thief. I don't care what you are. Jesus, or if you crying out to the Lord and you are in a position where you have made a conscious decision or you are in a position that you are ready for a change, you need to use your voice. You need to be in a place where you don't care what people say. The people told Barnabas, shut up. This man ain't got time for you. But what did Barnabas do? I decree and declare on today, those of you that are in a place where you worried about what the naysayers are going to say, you worried about what people going to think about you because of your present condition. Let me say it again. You worried about what people going to say about you because of your present condition, and you allow the blessing of healing, the blessing of deliverance, the blessing of whatever it is that you're looking for to pass by you. I urge you on today to get your speaking into your voice and use your voice in a way where you know that God is going to hear you because God is not a respecter of persons. And that's the thing that really got me in this scripture. It was two things that really, really got me. That the people just thought that Jesus was just so high and mighty that he wasn't going to hear the beggar. That he wasn't going to hear the beggar. I'm sitting and telling you right now, whatever sin you may be, it don't even have to be a sin. It don't say in this scripture that Barnabas was a sinner. It said that he was a beggar. And you may be in a situation right now that you want where you want to be. But I urge you on today to cry out to the Lord because, see, people, apparently Barnabas had and got on everybody's nerves. That's why they was telling him, shut up. You done ran your course. You done been to everybody. You done did this. You done did that. Now you want to come to Jesus and you want to call on him to see what he going to do. Well, Jesus answered the call. So Barnabas don't have to sit and be in that same state. We, as a people, as Apostle Temple eloquently say all the time, you got to identify self. It always, no matter what, go back to self. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care how much you promote it. I don't care where you're at, what you're doing, and how you're doing it. It still go back to self. Self is the one that got to walk the walk. Self is the one that got to talk the talk. Self is the one that got to clean they self up. Self is the one that got to identify the problem. And then self is the one that has to go. I can sit and pray for you all day long. Self is the one that got to go before the Lord and use your voice. voice to cry out, to wail out, to do whatever it is with a heart that you are brokenness, but with an expectation that God, Jesus, is going to do something for you. But Bartimaeus had an expectation. This is why he took off his coat. See, that coat, phrasing, and I'm talking about me now. That coat was a weight on him. That coat he had, it was a whole bunch in there. It said he was a beggar. It was a whole bunch deep down in that coat. See, Bartimaeus wanted to get, when Jesus said, come to me, Bartimaeus had to throw off all of his baggage to get there. I don't know who Jesus is saying, come to me now because you cried out to him. But whatever it is that you got weighing you down, whatever it is, whatever, it could be pride, it could be arrogance, it could be unforgiveness, it could be hatred, whatever it is, I'm telling you to take that baggage off. Because when he says, come to me, he says, come to me, because he's going to possibly grant you your heart's desire. Bartimaeus did not give up when the people to shut up. Bartimaeus stayed true to what he felt at that time that he was going to receive. And not only did that sit and change Bartimaeus, can you understand by Jesus healing Bartimaeus in the front of the crowd? It says it was a crowd there that it activated faith. See, it was a double blessing that went there. When people saw right there in front of them what Jesus did to the beggar, it opened up an avenue of faith. It activated faith. It showed that God still gets the glory. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are, and where you are at, but what matters is the call. What matters is the timing. See, Bartimaeus had been timed his situation correct. He knew Jesus was coming. He knew. That's why he put himself in a position. He knew. He made a conscious decision that I'm going to shout and ask him to have mercy on me. He knew that. He did not know that Jesus was going to give it to him, but he had to have an inkling of faith. He had to have something there for him to just cry out and ignore what the people had to say that made him continue to go on. And we cry out and we'll leave it alone. We'll go on about our business because people may sit and look at you, or you have been and got on the phone, girl, I asked Jesus to heal me. I've been praying. I've been fasting. I've been tarrying, and he did nothing to help me. But was your cry a true cry? Was your cry coming from the depths of your belly? Was your cry coming from a pure and genuine heart? Was your cry because you had a renewed mind and said, I'm tired of being where I'm at now. I'm ready for a change. See, this story let me know that Bartimaeus was ready for a change. He was ready for a change. So he did what? He used his voice for that change. And as we move on, Apostle Temple Bell, he kind of touched on them last night. What's the 10 lepers? The 10 lepers, although they were set aside, but when Jesus came through, cried out. They cried out to heal them. They cried out. They loudly cried out. Sometimes we ain't crying hard enough. Sometimes we not speaking loud enough. We got this thing where we sitting there, we mumbling, Jesus, heal me. Sometimes you got to be bold. Sometimes you got to be radical. Sometimes you got to move the atmosphere with your word. You got to come like that thunder that you hear up in the sky, that moves things. Sometimes you hear a thunder that it just rattles everything. It rattles the foundation that you may be sitting in at a point in time when it's coming through. Sometimes your loud, your cry got to be that so you can get the attention, so Jesus would know this person coming with boldness, this person coming with an expectation that I'm going to move on their behalf. This person know who I am. This person know what I can do, has belief in me. This person trusts me, and this person is looking for a miracle in me. And guess what? Jesus healed the lepers. And as the story go on, it was 10 of them. 9 of them, the one of them, of the 10, a man that wasn't even from the area, a man that wasn't even talking or had to be brought into realizing who Jesus was. That Jesus, he was from an unfamiliar area. Came back for what he did for him. Sometimes Jesus hears our cries. He hears us. He makes a movement on our behalf. He may bless us. He may heal us. He may do different things, and we forget. And I'm going to sit and tell you this, and then I'm going to get on out the way, because I can only speak about myself. During the times when I was crying out to the Lord and crying out, literally crying out, and a lot of y'all may have heard this story before, turned my face to the wall and did as Hezekiah. I was referencing the Bible, but I was crying out to the Lord. And I said, Father, I need you to extend my life as you did Hezekiah. And I got up, start moving. God, I got up, off the oxygen. Got up, start working. You know what? I never went back. Never went back and said, Father, I thank you. I never went back. See, my voice was heard. Hallelujah. But I never to tell him, I thank you. And you know what? The same thing came right back to me again. My respiratory started bothering me again. My breathing, I would wake up in the middle of the night feeling like I'm about to just die. I can't. And as I'm getting up and realizing that I'm about to die, I'm saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. See, I had enough voice to call on the name of Jesus, but let me tell you about me. I didn't have enough pureness and genuineness and enough thanksgiving in my heart to go back to the person that heard me and extended my life. I don't want to even call it, see, but I had to go back. I had to go back. God had to sit me under some people. He even had to sit me down. I went through a ugly phase of some things were true, but the majority was a lie. I went through some ugly little things, some ugly little phases, my character start being assassinated. My respiratory start getting bad. My white blood cells start coming off the chart. Every time I would go to the doctor, he's like, you just 1,000 points away before your leukemia come out of remission. But I'm going to tell you something. When I would go into my church and didn't care, I was like Barnabas, didn't care what the naysayers were saying, didn't care how the people was looking at me. I would sit at the edge of my seat, and every time a word would come to me, I would say, thank you, Jesus. I would say, hallelujah. I would say, amen. Because, see, I had then identified what my problem was. I identified that I did the voice that God gave me. I cried out around the circle wall again. But this time, God didn't leave me out like the lepers might have been. He didn't leave me outside. He didn't leave me. I wasn't an outcast. He drew me in. He drew me in, and he said, I need you to stay right here, and I need you to learn the lessons that you need to be taught. That's what God did. That's what God did for me. And see, I'm thankful for today. I'm thankful for my voice, because see, sometimes in the morning, my voice, I get up and I can barely speak. But I sit and tell you, I do a therapy to myself. I get up and I sit and I drink a little water.
Thank you. Hey, God bless you all. Evangelist Don, phone line done dropped, but God bless you all and thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, God is good and his mercy endures forever. Amen. And I just want to share something with you, you know, just going to come in and just drop a little couple of little things and just try to be a blessing to you all, you know, to the peoples of God. And one thing that I just really want to be a blessing with you all with, amen, because God really taken me into some depths to really define a lot of things pertaining to certain things that we operate in and certain things that we have been taught in, amen. Like Evangelist was saying that, you know, regardless, she was giving thanks, amen, and she was giving thanks regardless. But I want you to understand this, because a lot of times many people think of giving thanks, amen, is by the words that you say, amen. That is a form of giving thanks, but that form really doesn't have much of a weight, amen, but without something else, amen. You can give thanks with your words, or you could say different things with your words pertaining to what you believe or your faith or, you know, you got the spirit of gratitude, amen. That's great, but if it's not this other piece that is added to it, amen, your thanks really doesn't have any weight, amen. It really doesn't have any weight. And a lot of times, many people, amen, that God is trying to help and what God is trying to do, amen, they're so locked in to their own plan until their own plan begins to backfire on them. Then it caused them to be in a situation worse than what they are or what they was in. Amen. And you got to understand, when things begin to happen because you want to do what you want to do, amen, and don't take accountability, it affects other individuals that is around you. Amen. And a lot of times, many people lock into giving thanks to God. One thing about when you give thanks to God, it's not so much as a verbal thanks, amen? It's not so much as a word thanks, but it's so much of a action thing. Y'all hear me? It's an action word. It's your actions just speaks for you. It's the things that you do speaks for you. How thankful you are, it will speak for you in your actions. Y'all hear me? Amen. When God says, when you thankful that God healed you, your actions going to show you thankful. How is your actions going to show you thankful? Because you're going to make sure you begin to do things physically, for you don't get back into that same situation or a worse situation that you come from. Amen. And a lot of people are thankful for that moment, but they are not thankful for what he's done. It's all about that moment, but it's not a life changing thing. God is in the ministry of life changing. He's not in the ministry trying to take care of your moment. And so many people don't place God into a box to where he's a God of the moment, amen, and they have the knowledge that he's a God of the of our life, but we treat him as the God of that moment, because long as that moment was there and God did what he needed to do for you in that moment, you are thankful for that what? That moment. You are not grateful or you're not appreciative, because if you was, you will not begin to do things to cause yourself to get back into that moment. You'll begin to thank God. If God gave you another chance with life, amen, why in the world you want to be thankful for that chance? You thankful for that chance of that life that he gave you, but yet you still going out there still being reckless. You ain't really thankful. You just thankful of that moment, but you ain't thankful, my God Almighty, that he gave you life. You thankful of that moment that he gave you, but if not, my God, you thankful of that life. And we got to understand understand that being thankful, amen, with God is an action word, amen. We as people, human beings, we got programmed, we are programmed to where we do something or we do something out of kindness, and all we can look at folks and say, well, the least they can say is what? Thank you. So we program ourselves to receive the word. It's nothing wrong with receiving the word, but if the action doesn't come behind with what they say, tell me what good is the word. I'll wait. Somebody text me, email me, let me know. Amen. What good is your word if you don't have the action to back the word that you spoke out of your mouth up? Amen. If you say that I love you, but all you have is the word, but with no actions to back what you say up, tell me what good is that word coming out of your mouth of love? Y'all hear me this morning? Amen. So being thankful is a physical action word. Amen. It's an action word. When God bless you, you show you thankful by taking care of the blessing. When God healed you, you show you thankful by doing things and putting things in place, my God, and putting things in place so you could take care of your what? Your body, your healing, so you don't have to go backwards. You're constantly going forward. Many people say they're thankful, but you're not thankful. Amen. You're just thankful of that moment. So you are very emotionally thankful. Amen. But you are not life-changing thankful. And you have, and that's where if so many people fall in that category, that they are emotionally thankful. That's just for that moment. And once that moment begins to get old and it begins to get stale, and here we go back to our old ways, here we go back to our old thing, we go back to our old agenda, we go back to say, well, I just need to be delivered. Baby, let me tell you something. True deliverance come in with a made-up mind. Amen. You don't need somebody to come in and snatch and tell you to come out and come out and all this kind of stuff here. If you got the love of God for what he's done for you, if you got the love of God, how he done bless you, if you got the love of God for where he done brought you from, and you are truly thankful, that there is a life-changing moment. Y'all about to hear me. That is a life-changing moment all by itself. Amen. You don't want nobody, my God, if you're truly thankful, my God, for life, nobody don't have to tell you what you need to do to put in place so you can live and not die. If you're truly thankful for what the blessings he gave you, nobody don't have to tell you or teach you how to take care of what he done gave you. Are you really, can I speak to the world right now? Are you really thankful for what God did for you? Or are you emotionally thankful because what he done for you for that moment? Is anybody there? Is anybody there? Amen? Is anybody there? You got to understand, have a thankful heart is a heart of action. It's an action. Because why? You're very grateful. You're very thankful that I have a life, or I have a second chance, or God done did what he done did. God done brought me out. Reason why God leave a lot of people where they are, you ain't grateful, you ain't thankful at all. Why? Because God done did it for you once before, and you keep constantly going back into that same old nonsense, in that same old mess, in that same old situation. What he did with the children of Israel, he left them out there in the desert. My God Almighty. Why? They probably was grateful at that moment. They were thankful and grateful when they brought their butt out of Egypt, when they come out of that bondage land, when they was leaving, my God Almighty, that prison, when they was leaving that place, my God, that where they was in captivity at with Pharaoh. But the moment they got out there and where they left got on to them, now the true thankfulness going to come. Now the true them be revealed. Amen. My God Almighty, whatever God do, at the end of the day, they was happy for that moment. Amen. They was happy when God split the Red Sea, and they was thankful he split away at Red Sea and made it a way out for them. They was happy when he gave them something to eat. But at the end of the day, they wasn't truly thankful because their ways did not change. Y'all hear me? They were still stuck in the same old ways. They were still stuck with the same old nonsense. They were just thankful for that moment, but it wasn't a a life-changing thankful. When you begin to have a kingdom thankful and you have a kingdom, my God, representation, how you appreciate God, it's a life-changing movement all by itself. It's nothing that God don't do, my God, it's nothing that he don't do where he don't change you. Everything about the kingdom, everything you begin to represent, is begin to make life-changing pertaining to who? Pertaining to you. Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? Many people say, I thank God for this opportunity, but you mishandling the opportunity. How you thankful of something that you mishandled? You just thankful for that moment, but you ain't really thankful. You really don't have a thankful heart. Y'all hear me? You really don't have a thankful heart. The attitude of gratitude is an action word. This is something that is action. Your attitude is an action thing. It's your expression, amen, pertaining to actions of you, amen. And when you are thankful that God placed somebody in your life, amen, how are you thankful that God placed people in your life and you gossip about them? You lie on them. You talk about them. No, you're thankful for what they could do for you in your life. That's what you're thankful for. But you don't have a true heart of being thankful. Amen? How you can be thankful, my God Almighty, that God is working a miracle out on your behalf and you don't walk by faith and nor you don't walk by sight. Amen? You complain more about the problem, but out of your other tongue, you say, God, I thank you for the miracle, but out of your actions, you really don't, you really... doing everything that you could possibly do to keep yourself in that situation. Amen? How you going to thank God? You thankful that God is going to give you doing a turnaround on your health, but yet you still eating different things or putting things in your body that can devastate your health. That ain't thankful. Y'all hear me? We got to understand and define the kingdom thankful and then define the kingdom term, because it's a action word more than the words that you speak out of your mouth. Y'all hear me? My God Almighty. And that's how so many people, they get in trouble with God, because we've been programmed. A lot of people don't been programmed is what you say out of your mouth. They ain't been programmed about the actions that you do before you say out of your mouth. Y'all hear me? Before you it comes out of your mouth, it's your actions, baby. Your actions will speak louder than words. Y'all hear me? Your actions. Just like evangelists, as she said, you know what? I still press on. Why? At the end of the day, might not have the complete healing that you want, but at the end of the day, she's thankful for what God gave her. Amen? She's thankful of the little bit that God gave her. And that's why she don't use it as an excuse not to do assignment or do work for God, because why? Thankful. Thankfulness is an action word. When God do something for you and you're thankful, that is a word of what? Action. So it's time, you know, it's old saying that it says, talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. Amen? Anybody can talk a good game, but can you walk the game that you talk? Y'all ain't hear me. My God Almighty, is we quiet here? My God, is we pass on, God Almighty. Anybody could talk a good game, but the question is, can you walk the game that you talk? And that's where the power of God trusts it. That's where, you know, God begins to trust you. You begin to walk in the demonstration power. It's not about a talk thing. It's really, God, I need to make a way. If you're thankful, you'll begin to change certain things. If you're thankful what God gave you, amen, this is why I can't understand, and I don't think I will ever understand, that when people say they thankful for what God gave them, it doesn't matter if it's a business opportunity. It doesn't matter if it's a house. It doesn't matter if it's a car. It doesn't matter, you know, what God gave you. But it gets me when people say, I'm thankful. But you let people come in and do what they want to do in there. You let people come in and bring all that nonsense. Then you begin to try to justify their nonsense or justify their mess. Amen? If you're so thankful, you won't be trying to justify things that God don't forget, things that God placed in your hand, and you got other folks around you mishandling it, mistreating it, but you justifying it. You ain't really thankful. You thankful that you got some people around you, but you ain't thankful that God done done did for you. Because if you are thankful for God, the same way God will connect to you with folks, and when folks start mishandling it, the blessings that God done placed in your hand, and you got to make a decision and let them know you ain't finna disrespect the things that God done blessed me with, or you ain't finna mishandle the things that God gave me. If you ain't thankful for this opportunity, well, I got to tell you, go bye-bye. Amen? Because why? God is the center of my life. Is anybody there? Is anybody there? So we got to understand this, that being thankful is a word of action. It's not a word that just saying, we're going to church and we go with the praise and worship. God, I'm so thankful. I'm thankful. And, you know, we always begin to feel that moment and we begin to look at that situation. We become emotionally thankful. But when you have a true heart of being thankful of situation he brought you out from, you don't go back into that situation. You don't do things to cause yourself to go backwards. You do things and hold yourself accountable to cause yourself to do what? To go forward. Amen? To go forward. Why? Because you thank him for that second chance. You thank him for that blessing. Amen? Some folks don't even realize the struggle that you come from. I realize the struggle that I come from, so I ain't gonna allow myself or anybody to begin to tear up the blessings or the things that God done blessed me with. Amen? You'll see another side of Pastor if you come in and an opportunity and you begin to mishandle it, you begin to use it. No, you'll see another side of Pastor. Why? Because I'm grateful where God done brought me from. I'm thankful for what God done gave me. And I'm so thankful I protect it. And if it got to call somebody at their expense for me to protect the blessings that God done placed in my life, oh, well, that's what it's going to have to be. Because at the end of the day, true thankful calls life, life decisions, and it calls you to change, amen, and adapt to my God according to what's going on in your life. And you don't allow different things to come back in to affect where you don't come from and affect what God done did for you. Why? Because you are faithful. Baby, I can care less. God done bless you with a used car. Don't let nobody come in there and dog that used car out. Amen. You thankful you off the bus. You thankful you don't have to walk no more. You thankful you ain't riding the modern train. But yet and still, how thankful you are, you're going to let somebody dog it out. Matter of fact, you dog it out. Then, next thing you know, you back where you came from, back into that stress, back into that nonsense. You back where you came from, and not only you into a place of hardship, now you into a place of shame. Because you remember how you don't told everybody that God done blessed you with a new ride, God done did this, God done did that, but you don't let folks dog it out. You ain't take care of it. So tell me how thankful you are that God bless you and you allow the blessings get rid into the ground on your watch. Is there anybody there? Is there anybody there? A thankful heart is a heart of action. It's a heart of demonstration. It's a heart that I'm not really speaking. In this area here, I don't really have much words. The actions speak for myself. And when God began to reveal to me to this in the kingdom, you know, I have less words of saying how much I thank you or I appreciate people. My actions will demonstrate it. My actions will show you how much I love you, how much I care for you, how much I'm thankful for you. Amen? It's the actions that speak louder than words. And we're so programmed to where we want to hear words, and that's how much the devil is easy to manipulate many of you, because many of you need to hear something out of somebody's mouth, and you are not recognizing the actions, but long as they can speak good things, you got to understand that snake don't got his tongue in his mouth. That tongue is not sipping out or licking itself out or sticking itself out just for nothing, just for the entertainment, or just, my God, for to please him. It's a purpose why that snake is sticking out his tongue, because it's seeking whom it may devour. Amen? And it can show you, like I show Eve in the garden, I can put some words and put some and tell you something, cause you to believe it, but at the end of the day, you have not seen no evidence.
Amen. 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 What a word. What a word. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I receive everything that you said. Let your action speak louder than words. So that's what I'm going to do, y'all. I'm going to let my actions, I'm going to continue to strive to make my actions speak louder than my words, because I do not want any interceptions. I don't want Satan receiving anything and putting a blockage in what I'm trying to speak. So I thank you. I stand corrected. My actions will be louder than my words. So I just, as we always do, we thank God for him coming in and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us. It's not about us, saints. It's all about Jesus, and it's all about receiving what he has for us, and not just receiving it, applying it, because as I say to you all every morning, he's moving. He's moving. Well, you need to get in the car, bus, train, whatever it is, and move with him. And again, I shouldn't say it's a rhema word for me. Yes, sir.
Amen. I want to share the people with this. Amen. Those that stayed on, God bless you. Amen. Because I just feel like teaching it just a little bit more. Now, your actions, watch this. Your actions, it creates a covering. It creates the covering over your life. It creates the covering. My God, if God lead me tonight, I'm going to get on and run this deep tonight on the meeting line. Your actions creates the covering. It creates the covering. Everything that is demonstrated in the Bible. Without.
Glory be to God. We may be having a little bit of interference, but I'm more than sure that we're going to get this word out. Apostle, are you there? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. If we have a disconnect, as I was hearing him say, that we will possibly be on the line tonight, and you all already know what that number is, come on back in with us. Come on back in with us and share the word of God. Hear what God is saying, because he is definitely moving in this season. And we do not want to be left behind. This is not a left behind season. It's a season where we keep them moving on in the name of Jesus. So I'm not sure what's going on. We will see you all tonight at 8 p.m. on the prayer line tonight, 8 p.m. Have a great day. Take God with you.